For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Alex met Sam at nursery. They were first loves. They built forts together, shared sandwiches in high school, and were each other's first kiss. They were the dream couple, until Sam got into EDM music. While Alex enjoyed folk. First loves are kind of like your current account. If they aren't working for you anymore, maybe it's time to switch with the Current Account Switch service.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical. The top stories, they're sour. Four Israeli soldiers have been killed and dozens more injured after a Hezbollah strike on an army base. The Lebanon-based militant group says it wanted to cause maximum destruction in response to Israeli attacks on Beirut. Our international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn says Israel's advanced air defence systems mean it's rare for so many people to be injured by drones.
It appears to be the biggest mass casualty event in Israel itself since the war began. And this was a war that began on October the 7th, but spread to another front when Israel invaded Lebanon 2 weeks ago.
An inquiry into the 2018 Salisbury poisonings will open later. Hearings will examine the death of Dawn Sturgis, who came into contact with a perfume bottle containing the nerve agent Novichok after the attempted assassination of a former Russian spy. Police don't believe a man who was stopped outside a Donald Trump rally in California with two guns intended to kill the former president. The 49-year-old also had fake passports and used a homemade driving license on his car. Alex Salmond's family have described him as a formidable politician who led us to believe in better following his death at the age of 69. Scotland's former First Minister suffered a suspected heart attack on Saturday. A murder investigation is continuing after a man was shot in East London. The victim, believed to be in his 30s, was found during the early hours of yesterday morning in Barking. No arrests have been made yet. England's interim manager Lee Carsley says he definitely isn't ruling himself out of the permanent position of manager after a 3-1 victory away to Finland in the Nations League last night. But Carsley says the role deserves a world class coach.
It's a privilege to do this job. I feel really well trusted. That's why, you know, it was so tough the other night to lose a game and, you know, have a defeat. But the response has been good.
Tonight, Wales look to continue their unbeaten start under Craig Bellamy against Montenegro in Cardiff. And Belfast's Grand Central Station will have its first proper rush hour this morning, with many commuters getting to see the new station for the first time. It's after rail services started at the new multi-million pound transport hub yesterday. The station is the largest transport facility on the island of Ireland. Rain around this morning, especially in parts of Scotland, but drier and brighter elsewhere. Highs of 16 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. William Penn, born this day in 1644. A true friend advises justly, assists readily, adventures boldly, takes all patiently, defends courageously, and continues a friend unchangeably.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Bizet and the second La Lisienne suite, the fourth movement, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, Neville Marriner conducting and launching a new week of Magic Classical Breakfast. It's Monday, it's the 14th of October, and you are very welcome. Charles with you, live and direct from this end being Magic Classical East Midlands, currently very dark and grey and cloudy, but everything to play for. How was the weekend? Satisfactory? Brief? Yes, I catch the drift. Do you ever catch yourself doing something that makes you wonder about your competence level in serious terms? I had one of those on Saturday. As I think I've mentioned before, George Clooney Cat, our beloved cat, he's a long-haired beastie who likes to go out and forage in the ditches and so on. So he's always coming back in covered in twigs and bits of leaf and so on. So, on Saturday, simple mission, take the little handheld vacuum cleaner upstairs and clean up the detritus left by the cat. Okay, fine. Job done. Lovely. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Lots of leaves and twigs and bits of seed pods and things all vacuumed up. Come downstairs and now I need to empty the contents of the little vacuum cleaner. There's a little handle you pull on the top and the bottom drops out and all the rubbish comes out. It's great. So I very neatly jettisoned the entire contents of the vacuum cleaner into the laundry basket. I sort of saw it happening and thought, something doesn't look right about this. But by then it was too late to stop it. One job sometimes leads to another, doesn't it? Anyway, now, onward with the cellist Katia Zakotnik, and she's going to play Chiquina Gonzaga's Gaucho. Show with the cellist Katia Zakotnik. Quick look at the papers this morning. What is stirring? The Times leads today with some of the world's biggest banks and companies saying Britain is ready for investment and has a real opportunity to grow its economy. Their joint letter coming ahead of an international investment summit which begins in London today. As part of that, Sir Keir Starmer will be promising to slash red tape and rip out bureaucracy that blocks investment. The Guardian reports some in the union movement have expressed concerns about safety amid a deregulatory push. In the Telegraph, business leaders warn that increasing employers' national insurance contributions and bringing pension contributions within the scope of NI would threaten jobs and damage investment. Also on the front page, police in the States have stopped a suspected third assassination attempt on Donald Trump. A man with guns was arrested outside a rally in California. Mind you, it is the United States, so if you arrest everyone with guns, the cells are going to be full. In the Express, Tory leadership finalist Robert Jenrick accuses Labour of betraying voters with 8 more years of illegal migration. That after the Home Office published contracts to run asylum processing centres with expiry dates in 2032. The Mirror reports senior politicians in Australia have snubbed the King by declining to meet him on his tour. The 6 Australian state premiers were invited to a royal reception in Canberra next month. All 6 have said no. In the Mail, calls for an independent inquiry into the decision to grant Taylor Swift a police escort after it emerged that the Attorney General was involved to put pressure on Scotland Yard. The Mail's Scottish edition has allies of the former First Minister, Alex Salmond, who died suddenly at the weekend, vowing to continue his legal fight against the SNP government. The Eye leads with a warning to university vice-chancellors about the size of their expenses claims amid a looming funding crisis. And The Sun has MasterChef's Greg Wallace on the front page with allegations about his conduct behind the scenes. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, Don Giovanni. A duet from Don Giovanni. This calls for a baritone and a soprano. And a declaration of intent. We give each other our hands, that sort of thing. Thomas Hampson and Barbara Bonney to sing.
Thank you.
Durham Romano. There we give each other our hands. Don't fall for it. He's a bad egg. Thomas Sampson, baritone. Barbara Bonney, soprano. And from Mozart's Don Giovanni. Just before I get sued, I'd like to point out that's Don Giovanni who's the bad egg, not Thomas Sampson. Who's anyway, moving on. Thank you for all the feedback regarding my appearance on BBC Four on Saturday night in a vintage episode of Come Dancing, part of their Angela Rippon evening on BBC Four. Yes. Well, it was a long time ago, wasn't it? It was after all the final from 1990, wasn't it? So talking 34 years ago. So things were looking a bit different. I had more hair for a start. Morning, Charles the Hairy Animal, who says, not sure about the glasses and the bow tie, but very smart otherwise, and a cracking commentary. Thank you so much. Yeah, they were the green glasses. We were wearing big glasses back then, and I had a green pair and a blue pair, and actually I had jumpers to match, for casual wear, you understand. And blue and green jumpers to match. I refer to my previous statement, it was a long time ago. Morning John in Litchfield, who says, I enjoyed watching the Come Dancing 1990 final as part of Angela Rippon Night on Saturday evening, but I was just wondering if you'd given Deirdre Barlow her glasses back now. I'm sure they were the height of fashion back then, says John. Actually, I'm not sure they were the height of fashion, but I was making a statement, which, of course, I probably ought to deny now. We'll head in the general direction of Question of the Day, Mark 1, fairly soon, after some Gustav Holst on the way next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Hans Zimmer live, the next level. The legendary composer of Dune, Pirates of the Caribbean, Lion King, Inception and more. Coming to venues across the UK throughout November and December 2025. Featuring electronic soundscapes and a spectacular light production. Due to demand, an extra date's been added at the O2 London on Sunday the 30th of November. Tickets are on sale now at magic.co.uk/tickets. Hans Zimmer live with...
Introducing the Volkswagen approved used sale. And with so many models on offer... You'll be hearing a lot of this.
Ooh, the Polo. No, the Tiguan. Wait, the Golf.
Or this.
The ID4 or ID5.
Or just...
I'll flip a coin.
Get £500 towards your finance deposit across the range of approved used Volkswagens with 13.4% APR representative on Solutions PCP and 2 years servicing included. Sale ends Friday the 18th of October at participating retailers. So pick your favourite before it's gone. Search Volkswagen approved used. Indemnities may be required. Vehicles up to 8 years. Excludes ID3 models over 3 years. 2 years servicing limited to 2 consecutive services. Volkswagen Finance.
Ticket to Schmerticus.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash Dabra, Spendium Lessicus. Moneyus Orpheum. Whoa.
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
App is saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
The 4 till 7 show on Magic with Tom and Kat and Wix Kitchens.
It's Tom and Kat here from the 4 till 7 show.
And we're back on the show today from 4.
So we're into our second week of playing our brand new game, The Timeline, where you could win a smart speaker.
Basically, all we ask is that you put events in the right order.
Like cook a burger, add burger sauce, eat burger.
Nice. Or start a radio show. Play Ace of Base, everyone puts their head in their hands while I dance.
Yes, something like that. Make sure you join us today for your chance to play The Timeline.
The 4 till 7 show on Magic with Wix Kitchens. Use the free design service and be guided through a wide range of stunning styles with options for every budget at Wix.
Rayo is the way to listen to Magic Classical. Download Rayo to your phone now.
At Morrison's this Halloween, get Swizzles and Bassett favourite sweet tubs, regular price £4.50 each,
More card price.
2 for £7. Pay less with More card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability. More card or app required. 16 plus.
Staffordshire, there's been an accident on the A50 at Blyth Bridge. That's the side heading towards Stoke before the Mere Park exit where the carriageway is partially blocked. The M62 delays Bradford towards Leeds are because of a broken down vehicle at 26 Chain Bar. Cambridgeshire, an accident on the A14. It's going east from Thrapston towards Kimbolton just before 16. And Essex, the A12 Brentwood bypass partially blocked, going London bound before the M25 where there's been an accident. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Wales Camerata, Owen Arwell Hughes conducting, Gustav Holst's St. Paul's Suite, the fourth movement. On Magic Classical, and now, question of the day, Mark 1, first one for the new week. At first glance, potentially tricky, I don't know. Look, what do I know? Here it comes. Here are five words. Can you change a single letter in each of them to give you five different words, all linked by one theme? Okay, the words. Mango. Feel. Top. Dive. burn. What could that lead to? Okay, five different words we want. You change a single letter in each of the words to start with to give you five different words all linked by one theme. The words mango, as in the fruit, feel, as in feeling on top of the world, top, as in not bottom, dive, as in Achtung, Achtung, dive, 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 and burn, as in set fire to. Okay. That's where we start. Where do we end up? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. Mango, feel, top, dive, and burn. We'll see what we make of it this side of 8 o'clock. We'll be right back. Johann Strauss the Younger's Voices of Spring with André Roux and his Johann Strauss Orchestra. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. Five words. Can you change a single letter in each of them to give you five different words, all linked by one theme? The words to start with: mango, feel, top, dive, and burn. Mango, feel, top, dive, and burn. 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. Headlines this morning: four Israeli soldiers have been killed, more than 60 others injured in a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base in central Israel. The militant group says it was retaliating after strikes in Beirut killed 22 people on Thursday. Police in the US now don't believe a man who was stopped outside a Donald Trump rally in California with two guns intended to kill the former president. The 49-year-old also had fake passports and used a homemade driving license for his car. And Alex Salmond's family have described him as a formidable politician who led us to believe in better. This following his death, aged 69, Scotland's former First Minister suffered a suspected heart attack on Saturday. Weather a touch milder than it has been, a dry but mostly cloudy south, a brighter north. This is Magic Classical, playing Brahms now, the third movement of his Second Symphony.
Thank you.
London Classical Players, conducted by Roger Norrington, playing Brahms, the Second Symphony, the Third Movement. Morning Mike in Wales, who reports, I'm being upgraded on my broadband today. Oh. And remembering how successful your recent upgrade was, I'll just say, at this stage, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I'll see you in January. Not sure which January, though. Oh, good luck. The very best of luck with the technical improvements. Yes. Before I go, though, says Mike, regarding one of the questions of the day on Friday, the flight in 1919. Oh, yes, this was the in-flight catering, wasn't it? An article I read said the plane could hold 16 passengers, 14 inside and 2 outside. It took 2.5 hours to get to Paris and came with the following warning. Engine failure cannot be entirely eliminated and forced landings and delay may occur. Ticket price 15 guineas, apparently about £700 in today's money. Well worth the back lunch, absolutely.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year.
The ongoing issues that I have is that I get fatigued quite a lot and quite easy, so I have to kind of manage my daily activities around sort of triggers in how I'm going to feel. My right leg doesn't work 100% properly, so I have to use a walking aid about just for balance and things. I also have like a little machine on my leg that sends electric shocks to help me drop my foot in the correct position.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
We apologise to any Asda customers alarmed by the screaming. It's just our customers reacting to our scarily good prices. Like our creepy witch and skeleton costumes, just £7 each. And skeleton pyjamas for the whole family from £8 each. Exclusively at George. Find all you need for Halloween at our Horror Emporium at scarily good prices.
Asda. That's more like it. Selected stores subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. Asda.com/small stores.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Want to make winter mornings more bearable with a new coffee machine? You can spend a little smarter with Chase. Because with our budgeting tools, you can manage your spending and keep track of what you're putting away. And you'll have 24/7 customer support too, with a few taps in the Chase app. Join millions of customers in the UK and see what your money can do. Search Chase Bank. 18 plus UK residents.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for Lord Nove and his way with an airwave, some of us would skip Monday, I reckon. Except then we'd miss all the goodness of a Beyoncé turn, a visit to 2001 A Space Odyssey and the fabulous Hall of the Mountain King, where we can pretend to have big hairy feet. Unless we actually do. Join me, Penny Smith, from 10. Or join in, when you will, on the Rayo app.
Gauthier Capucin, the cellist, Jérôme Ducrot accompanying on piano, those original rags by Scott Joplin. Let us resolve question of the day, Mark 1, before the day gets any older on us. Five words, can you change a single letter in each of them to give you five different words, all linked by one theme? The words to start with were mango, feel, top, dive and burn. Can you? Well, the answer, I think, is a fairly resounding yes, you can. Now, there's a teaser, says David in a soggy Mearn Valley. Having caught up over the weekend with a binge watch of a TV series that is strictly necessary, I came up with tango, reel, jive, tap and barn, all types of dancing. Classical tango, reel, hop, jive, barn, all types of dance, says Rick in a Dreek and Drizzly Ensham. All different types of dances. We also enjoyed watching Come Dancing on Saturday night. Loved the look, says Arlene in Suffolk. Well, thank you very much. Funny, I cannot recall wearing a white jacket ever, but it must have come from the costume department. The green glasses, though, were the model's own. I think these are all types of dance, tango, reel, tap, barn and jive. For my imaginary prizes, Claire, in Melton Mowbray, I'd like another weekend, please, to get over this weekend of housework and DIY. It's been a bit full on, has it? Yeah. Hope all at Hogwarts East Midlands had a splendid weekend, says Jane near Cardiff. Yes, thank you. Are these what all glasses fashionistas were enjoying on Angela Rippon night dances? Yes. That'll be enough about the glasses-ish. Kelly in a very dark and grey Bristol. Yes, pretty grey here. Says, for my imaginary prize, can I have heating that works, please? My boiler and thermostat don't seem to be talking to each other, so last night was an evening of thermals, blankets and huddling. Hopefully to be sorted soon, just in time for the milder weather later this week. Yes, there's a forecast of very mild weather, isn't there? Dapper Dave going for the dances as well and says, could this be a hidden sign that you're doing Strictly next year? Yes, very well hidden sign. Not. Anthony, elderly Earl of Wickham, says hello from Upper Bergamo, where the weather is sunny and mild. Our journey here was peppered with senior moments at security, baggage drop and passport control, but we managed somehow to navigate the various complexities of modern travel. With the exception that at the departure gate we were not allowed to take Lady Wickham's sedan chair on board. Buying bus tickets was another initiative test. Well done! And arrivederci to you for now. Yeah, quite right with the dances. Tango, reel, tap, jive, barn, all linked by dance. Question of the day, Mark 2, will be along in about half an hour. Now, this is the music of Erland Cooper, performed by Shards. Irish inspiration for composer Erland Cooper, Lish Bellish, and that was performed by Shards. The place in question is in Cork. News coming up for 8 o'clock, and then we'll have some Verdi.
It's taken years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the gastropub dine-in. For your dessert, give my super indulgent molten cookie dough a go, oozing with dark and white Belgian chocolate with a touch of sea salt. This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
Your best friend, your walking partner, your endless entertainment, your snuggle buddy. For a lot of people, it's not a person. Your pet's your family, so care for those who care for you with Co-op Pet Insurance. With no upper age limit, dental cover is standard and unlimited online consultations with a vet. 24/7, 365 via First Vet. Protecting your furry friend has never been easier. Get a quote or search Co-op Pet Insurance. T's and C's apply. Pet insurance is administered by Insurance Factory Limited.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Do you do cashback?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Two?
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple. Like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
What makes you feel good?
Finding a parking space right outside.
When my favourite song comes on the radio.
Switching my car insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And it's rated 5 stars by Defacto.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Car insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit, and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005, is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
Jessica's her own boss, at last, which, yes, has added a few more things to her to-do list. Now she's a consultant, an absolute pro with video meetings, a business manager, does the accounts, the advertising, makes a mean coffee, and still manages to help her children's after-school club. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover, so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can. AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum? If she has a new heart.
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. 4 Israeli soldiers have been killed and dozens more injured after a Hezbollah strike on an army base. The Lebanon-based militant group says it wanted to cause maximum destruction in response to Israeli attacks on Beirut. An inquiry into the 2018 Salisbury poisonings will open later. Hearings will examine the death of Dawn Sturgis, who was poisoned with Novichok. Our reporter Aileen O'Sullivan has more.
Dawn died in July of 2018, 8 days after she came into contact with the poison. It had been found by her partner Charlie Rowley in a bin within a discarded perfume bottle. Dawn sprayed it directly onto her skin. Charlie became seriously ill too, but survived. The incident came 5 months after the attempted murder of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. Novichok had been put onto the door handle of his home in Salisbury.
The Prime Minister is expected to unveil deals worth billions of pounds at his first international investment summit in London later. They'll be focused on AI, life sciences and infrastructure. Alex Salmond's family say he was a formidable politician who led us to believe in better. They've released a statement paying their tribute following his death on Saturday. SNP campaigner Fergus Much says Salmond's contribution to Scottish politics was immense.
As much as Alex Salmond worked those around him very hard, he could be a taskmaster at times.